Okay, we'll start on the top of Nunchet Amud Aleph. Rabbi Bono, Avakamatzayin Marto. Rabbi Bono had, I don't know if it was a job or something that he took on himself, that he would go around and mark all the graves. It says here that he marked the graves of the tzaddikim. The Rashbam quotes over here that he was an Adam Gadol v'chashuv haya, that he was a big tzaddik. Fikach nitan lo rishut likanes b'kivrei tzaddikim. Therefore, he was given the right to go inside the graves of the tzaddikim. The reason that he had to go inside was because if he had to mark, he had to mark the extent of the kever above. He had to go inside to measure out what exactly was the size of the kever. When he knew the size of the kever, then he could go up on top and mark what it was. But not everybody can go into the kivrei tzaddikim. So it had to be someone who was special that was able to enter into the kivrei tzaddikim in order to do this. What he was trying to. Right, the caves, and there are days with the kuchim, and as the Gemara describes exactly how they the layout. The question of why he was marking the graves, right? Tosfos over here quotes because of tuma betzutza or tuma kever satum, because the problem that the tuma's oleh from there, that it's a kever din of tuma sa'ohel, and because of tuma sa'ohel, they were worried about the kohanim walking above. That's one possibility. The other Rishonim bring other possibilities here, amongst which is that the possibility was marking the Kivrei Tzaddikim so people would know where to go in order to have tefillot, niskabel, ayudei, the Tzaddikim, or have the Tzaddikim help. Right. So he gets to Marat Machpela, the Mara of Avram Avinu, Ashkhel Eliezer, Eber Avram, the Koikam Ebaba. He sees that Eliezer standing outside the door. So he says, Amalai, my Kavit Avram. So he says, well, if Eliezer is standing on the doorway, that indicates that Avram is doing something inside. So he has Eliezer at the doorway to protect or to stop people from coming in. So Amalai, Gani Bekant Vodisara, Bekama Ainile Bereshe. That he is sleeping or resting in the arms of Sarah. And she's looking, checking his hair, looking into his head. So the Amalai Zil, Amalai Bana Koya Bava. Says Eliezer, tell Avram Avinu that Rav Benoah is coming to visit him. So why did he do that? He said he was afraid to walk in if Eliezer was standing in the door to stop someone from coming in. He suggested, and then Eliezer tells him what Avram's doing. He's worried about Avram wants privacy. I can't just walk in. So he says, no, let him know that I'm coming. The Marsha, others say, no, that Eliezer was there to prevent anybody from coming in who was inappropriate. And he was sending in Eliezer to tell him the information, because that's proper conduct, proper nimusim. Right? Manners is to, you don't just walk in. You send somebody in, knock on the door. So he said, send Eliezer and tell him what's going on. So Leo, Eliezer says, I'm going, don't worry. Don't you know that there's no Yetzara in the Olam Haba? And therefore, you don't have to worry that he's a problem with tznius, or he's worried about, you know, that he'll catch them in an inopportune moment, because there's no such issue in regards to the Olam Haba, and therefore you should go in, don't worry about the tzniut. Mashal quotes about, remember we had this in Baba Metzia, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, after he passed away, they put his body up in the attic because he was afraid to get buried because of the right of the Chachamim weren't so happy with him. So when he's and the his wife used to go visit him upstairs and used to touch his hair. So that was an indication that the Marsha says if someone was alive, you know, they touch the hair as an indication of them still being alive. The same thing here, like Sarah is touching the hair of Avram, just a siman that tzaddikim afilu b'mitatam chayim, right? They're still alive. So Ayin, he went in, Ayin looked around the cave, v'nafak. So now kimat l'mar to dam rishon. So this is Minyan Parsha de Shavua. So then he went into the Marishon's kever. So who's buried in the Marat Machpelah? You have the Avot, three Avot, three Mahot, the Marishon and Chava. So now the Machlok is between Rav and Shmuel. Why was Marat Machpelah? Machpelah was a double cave. Right? So one says, Chadamar, it's side by side, one cave and then another cave inside. One says a cave on top and a cave below. Now, according to the Gemara, you can see that the three Avot were buried in the first cave, and the Marishon was by himself, either in the lower cave or in the second cave that was in there. So now he measured already the cave with the Avot in it. Now he's going on to the cave of Adam Marishon. Yatzabat Kopam Ra is the cult of Dmut Yomki, Bidyomki Yatzma Altistakel. You looked at the image or reflection in my image. The Rashbam says that's Yaakov Avinu. The Rabbeinu Gershom says that was Avram Avinu. He says, but you're not allowed to go look in at my real image, because that's Adam Arishon Metzelem Elkeim, right? Barauta. He says, I got to do my job. I got to mark the grave. I got to mark the grave over here. So, kamidat chitzon akak midat penimit. Says that this cave is the same as the other cave, meaning that the inner cave is the same as the outer cave that you already marked, or the mandar shnei batim zulam alamizu. Or it's the other opinion that it's above and below. Minat ayon akach midat atachduna. The lower cave is the exact same size as the upper cave, so you don't have to mark anymore. Amar Rabbanu, istakalti b'shnei ekavav. I saw his two heels. I got a glimpse of Adam Arishon's heels. They're like the two, you know, suns. It's like two, the light that came out of them was like having two suns there. A kol bifnei Sarah, kakof bifnei Adam. That Sarah's beauty was so great that anybody next to Sarah was like an ape next to a man. Sarah bifnei Chava, kakof bifnei Adam. Sarah, relative to Chava, Chava's beauty was so great that Sarah was like an ape next to Chava. Chava b'fnei Adam k'kof b'fnei Adam. And even Chava, who's a derivative of Adam, she was like an ape before Adam. Adam b'fnei Shechina k'kof b'fnei Adam. And even though that Adam was created, right, to be the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then also there b'fnei Adam is also also a k'kof b'fnei Adam. Shufrei d'Rav Kahana, main Shufrei d'Rav Yabau. This is something we saw in Bava Metzia as well, that Rav Kahana's beauty was like that of Rabbi Yabau. Shufrei de Rabbi Yabau, main Shufrei de Yaakov Avinu, was like the beauty of Yaakov Avinu. Shufrei de Yaakov Avinu, main Shufrei de Adam and Rishon. And Yaakov Avinu was like a derivative of Adam and Rishon. So that explains the difference between the Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Gershom as to who he looked at and saw Dmut Yonko. According to the Rabbeinu Gershom, the story before was about Avram Avinu. And if it says, you looked at Dmut Yonki, don't look at Dmuti, or don't look at Yonki, that's Avram versus Adam Arishon over here. It's Yaakov Avinu, it's the one who's mentioned as Dmut, right? The one that was main Shufrei, the Adam Arishon. So that's why the Rashi says it's Yaakov Avinu that he saw. And then he wanted to go look in at Adam Arishon. All right. The Rashi points out over here, why was Eliezer at the doorway, is because in Derech Eretz it says that there were seven tzaddikim that never died. And one of those that's mentioned there is Eliezer, Eved Avram, that he didn't die. No, he wasn't one of them. Right, but here it's Eliezer, who was one of the individuals mentioned in Masechet Eretz that didn't pass away. The other thing the Tosus asks over here, which is, why is he marking the graves? Talking about Tumat Oel. Tumat Oel only applies to Jews. The Rosh is Adlom Ki Amut Oel, right? That's him Kurim Adam. Right, so why would he have to mark the graves at all? So Tosus over here says Avram Avinu and Adam Arishon were called Adam. Therefore he had to mark them. Although others ask on the answer of Tosus, because even according to everybody, even the people who disagree with Shimon, say you don't even need Adam. Everybody agrees that lifnei matan Torah, that there's no tumas oel for those individuals. So the number of answers that are given, one is that, no, they don't learn that. No, everybody agrees, lifnei matan Torah, that there is tumas oel. Others say, no, that it was a problem with tumas maga, which is a very difficult answer, to be honest. That there was tumas maga, and they were worried about the tumah from the maga of the dirt that was above the area there. And the other one, the other answer, one of the answers that I given before was that it was kivei tzadikim. They didn't want to mark the place where the tzaddikim were buried so people knew where to visit the tzaddikim and not that this was an Indian of Tumas Oel. Right, how Amgusha? There was this sorcerer or, you know, someone who performed witchcraft, possibly an Ovi Doni, somebody who worked with Meitim, necromancer. Devachatit Shachve. He used to dig up dead bodies. And the way the Rashbam explains, he used to dig them up to take their clothes. So they're like a thief. I don't really, it's hard to understand what was going on here. But Kimata Marta the Rav Tuvi Bar Matno, he reached the cave of Tuvi Bar Matno, Tafsei grabbed him. Right, so it's not clear who grabbed who. I saw both interpretations. One interpretation is that he grabbed, right, Tuvi Bar Matno. The other one is that to be b'matnak, we have to hold of him. Ata by came amalei matutu minach shavke. So he says, let him go. So the way the Rashbam explains it, why did Abaye intervene? Right. So why did Abaye intervene over here? What? No, doesn't say that he was dead over here. It says Ata Abaye. Abaye came. If you look over here, Abaye b'shvil sheyo vid kochavim oavo. Says that the non-Jew who was doing this was a good friend of Abaye. So I don't know exactly what Abaye was helping him out over here. Here he is, taking off dead people, taking their clothes. Right, what was Abaye helping him out? But he says he's a good friend of Abaye. Ada Ati, Shana Ba, Shana Chwite, next year, right, Hada Ata Tafse Bidikne. Next year he came along, and now either this Amgusha grabbed the beard of Rav Tuvi Barman, or Rav Tuvi Barman grabbed the beard of, right, this Amgusha, Ata Baye, Lo Shavke. Baye came to rescue him, this time didn't work. Ada Ati Mispra, Bagazi Litikne. So they came along and they got a barber to come and cut the beard so that it released him from the situation. This person was on his deathbed. He says, I want to give away all my stuff to my children. He says, one of my children gets a barrel of dirt. One gets the barrel of bones. And one gets a barrel of like stuffing or feathers. You know, something soft. Children had no idea what he said to them. So atu lekamei d'Rabbi Bina. They went to Rabbi Bina to explain it to them. So why did he do it this way? So one of two possibilities. Either is that he wasn't sure that he was going to die. That he was afraid that if he was a shkimer and he didn't die, when his children figured out what he had given, they'd be jealous of each other. So he didn't want them to really understand what was the items that he was giving each one of them, so they wouldn't be jealous of each other. Or he wanted to be able to reverse it afterwards. That he was, he wanted them to go to a Talmud Chacham to ensure that it was divided properly. So what does he say? Right, so they explained to Rabbi Bina, Amalahu, Isluchu Ara, does your father have land? Amalahu, in. Isluchu Chiyuta, does he have animals? In. Isluchu Bistikri, does he have clothes or other metaltalin? In. So Yachi, Yachi, Kamalahu, this is what he said to you. That the one who said dirt to, that he gets the land. The one who said the bones to get the animals, and the one who said the muchin to get the clothes. So another possibility is that he was reminding them that everything, possessions in this world are not important. He called them afar, garmei, muchin. You know, Allah mazeh is not the important thing. Ahu gavra, the shamad the bitu, guy overheard his wife. The kamar lebrato, she was saying to her daughter, amai le tzuniya b'isura, you are mezaneh, why aren't you careful to be tzanua about being mezaneh? You're doing this, you don't do it quietly, or tzanua. Ach itata asora b'nei itlach lidlav leislim avuch halachad. I have 10 children. I mean that, but she has 10 children that they're taking care of, and only one of them is from your father. So the mother was explaining, I was also mizanet, but I kept it quiet. Your father doesn't know. Here we have 10 children, 9 of them are not your father's children. Kishachit, when the father passed away, amalu kol nechsay dechad bra. This is all my possession to one child, to my one child, or to my one child. So they died. They didn't know which was his own, which one was his child. So after they came to Rabbi Bina, they came to Rabbi Bina for advice. Go bang on your father's grave until he gets up and reveals to you which one of you left it to. Azlukulu, they all went. One of the children didn't go. All the possessions belong to this one guy, this one child, because he said, all mamzerim are chutzpah. So the mamzerim of chutzpah and azus panim, they go and bang on the grave. The one child that didn't do it is the one that's a real child. Azlu achlu kurtza be malka is a term we saw before. Shem kol achlu be kurtza is that they went and they were malshin to the king on Rabbi Benot to get him to trouble because he took all the possessions away from those children. There's this Jew in the that goes ahead and doesn't adjudicate cases with edim, with witnesses, and with due process. He does these tricks and then he gives it away all to one of the children. They put him to prison. Azla the Bitu, his wife came along and did some sort of ploy to get him out of prison. Amra lahu after chad havuli. I had one servant. Pasku the reshe, they cut his head off. Pasku the mashke, they skinned him. Pachlu b'sre, they ate his flesh. Become a maya, and they used the skin to put it, make it into a flask. Umashke be the chavrayan, and then they feed it to the talmid chachamim. They didn't pay me, and they didn't compensate me. They didn't know what she was saying to them. This mashal, she didn't understand. Amru nite lachakim yad leyehudai. So bring the smart Jew who can answer the problems. So the Rabbi Benoah. So they went ahead and they called Rabbi Benoah to explain it. Amru zarknoka amruchu. She's talking about a flask that's made out of the tayish, made out of a right, a female animal. And she was describing what they did. Now the mashal, the nipshal here is possibly that they took away Rabbi Benoah, who was her breadwinner, who was the one who provided her panasa, and he was the one who gave water to the chachamim. He was the one who taught Torah to the chachamim. So that's probably what she was after. But she was, her trick was to get them to have to ask Rabbi Benoah to realize that he was a bright guy. Amrei hol v'chachim kolei leitim above v'nidon dinya. You're so smart. They put him in the gate. The shar amelech, you go ahead and you judge. Chazot avektiva bavula. They saw that he saw above the doorway. You know, they have these pitkamim that they put above the doorways for special places. So in their pitkam was called dayan, dimitkari ledin, lo shmei dayan. Any dayan that's called to court is not a good dayan. And there's a question about his integrity if he's called to court. So they probably sat him there because they wanted him to realize that even though he was smart, he wasn't such a good dayan because he was put in prison already. So some guy wants to get rid of a dayan. What does he do? Mizamin le ledayna. He brings him to court. Even though it's a false claim, a trumped up claim, bring him to court. Pasle, and a break him a dayan. Ella, what should it say? Kol dayan dimitkari ledin umafkin mimnei mamona. Any dayan that's called to din, and they take money from him. Meaning that, the way Tosus explains it, he loses the court case, but after he says that, I don't owe him anything, and then Adim come and say, you owe him. Meaning that they prove that he was a liar. Then, din lashmei dayan, that's not a dayan. So katavachi, they added on to the pikam above the door. Param save du yudai, the elders of the Jews, amri kol dayan dimitkar ledin, mafkim mimnei mamona, b'din lo shmei dayan. So they added on a little footnote, right? Rabbi Benoah's footnote, the Jews say. Chazad dichtib rosh komata anodam. He saw also written up there is that the top cause of death is blood, too much blood, not getting bloodletting done on time. Brosh kochayin, the thing that causes life, anachamar, is wine. So he says, alamata, the nafam igra umit, unafam dikla umit, someone who falls off a roof or up from a tree is on his dying. You're going to say that he has too much blood, that's what causes death? No. But two, someone who's a ghost ace is about to die. All of a sudden they give him wine, all of a sudden he comes back to life? No, they don't work. What are you talking about? You should write like this. The thing that causes people to get sick and to fall to their deathbed is too much blood. A good cure or medicinal purposes is a chamar. Is the wine. So katvuachi, they added on to the pitkam there again, they put a footnote. Like the way that Rabbi Benoah explained it. But chamar taman mitvai samanim. Place where there is no wine, they have to sell lots of medicines because people get sick because they don't have wine. Ktiva pitcha de kaputkia, written on the doorway of kaputkia, this is I'm Feinafsha, but just something that's similar. They brought it down here in the Gemara that was written over the doorways of Putkia. Anpak, Anbug, Anto. Beizu Anto, Zeu Ravich, El Torah. This is machlokas here between the Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Gershom, what this means, or Tosos. He's, Rabbeinu Gershom says that, the Rashbam over here says that these are just measurements. So at the doorway to Putkia, so that you have honest measurements, they tell you all these measurements are equal. Everything here, the anto, the anbug, and the anpuk are all the same measurement. And the anto comes from the word natla, which is what you wash your dime for the tilas your dime. That's revius. Ezu anto, zu revius shel Torah. That's revius of Torah. Now, why is it called revius shel Torah? It's very, very interesting, Rashbam. Look at revius shel Torah. It's an unbelievable Rashbam. Revius of Luke, da rubetzo mechza, umishum da arba kosot shel Pesach. Arba kosot Pesach was hit the Rabbanon.
The
The Chachamim have a smach in the Torah that the Arba Kosos are really midoraisa. Why? The four times it says Kos Paro in the dreams, right? By Paro or Midal Lashonei Gula. It's unbelievable, he says, because of that they call it Revias Doraisa. Unbelievable, Rashba. I mean, that's a little better, but still not. Reviews the Oraisa. But all right, that's the Rashi's explanation over here. It's pretty interesting, Rashi. Tosafot says that the Reviews over here is talking about the Reviews that these were medicines. All these items over here were Anpag, and Antal were a medicine of asparagus. That's some sort of good medicine. And the Antal was used as a kos to drink the medicine, and the standard size of the Antal was a revius. But the comparisons of these items are that they're all the same medicine, or they all have the same benefits. And that's what the Rabbeinu Gershom says, something like that, that these are the medicines. But each kli is the same kli that they use the Antal or not, well, which is the Adayim. So all these medicines should be taken with that type of kli, which is the kli of revius. All right, new Mishnah. Amar zev ein lo chazaka. So when you have, we're talking about here gutters and leaders. The gutters are what go along the roof. The leaders are what come out of the gutters to pour the water out. So the mar zev is the leader that comes out of the gutter. If you pour that into your friend's chatzer, even if it's there for 3 years, that's not a chazaka. V'yeshlim komo chazaka. On the other hand, its placement as a chazaka, the Gemara will explain that. A mazchilat, the gutter itself, yeshla chazaka. That has a chazaka. The difference between them, the difference in all these things in the Mishnah, some of that is permanent, gets a chazaka. So the gutter at the end of the roof, you never move. That's always there, so that's a chazaka. The leader, you move. That if he was there for 3 years, and he could say he has a taina with it, the friend can't object anymore to say that he didn't have permission to do this. He says, no, I got permission from you. I got a gift from you. I paid for it. If he makes any of those claims, then after 3 years, we believe him. The water is pouring out into his friend's property, right?
So, but how could there be a mazchila without a marzev?
There is a marzev. So, for the marzev, if there's a marzev that hangs over his friend's property, that he can do, that he's allowed to do. But if there's a mazchila, that leader that comes out of it, that pours the water, then that friend can demand that he moves the mazchila, but he can't demand that he moves the marzev. Right, so now, sulam ha-mitzri, a small ladder. Ein lo chazaka, utzuri, a big ladder, yesh lo chazaka. Chalona mitzrit, a small window, ein lo chazaka. We'll see in the Gemara, but the way the Rashi explains it, it's a window that he pops open to look out and see his fields, but not for light. Right, whereas a tzurit, a big window, that already is a chazaka, yesh lo chazaka. Is a chalona mitzrit, what's a chalona mitzrit? Shkein shiroshu shalatam yichol ikanes l'tocha. If you can't fit your head through the window, that's not a big window. So that window is simply used for looking out to see things outside. And that's not permanent, because sometimes your stuff moves, you don't have a field there, you don't need to be looking out. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishla Malbein, if you frame the window, once you frame the window, that's permanent. I mean, if you can't fit your head through it, if you frame it, that means you're going to leave it there. Maya Marzev, Eno Chazaka. What does it mean that Marzev doesn't have a Chazav? Yeshma Komo Chazaka. What's the difference between the leader that it's... it doesn't have a chazakah, but its placement has chazakah. So three answers. The way the Rashi explains it, said you have a gutter, and the mazchela can go on either side. It can go on this side, or one end, or the other end, to pour the water out. So he has it on this end. So what the other individual could say is, look, I don't want it on this end, I want it on the other end. So he can't demand that he takes away the marzev entirely. But he can demand that he puts it on the other side, because he has a right to get the water out. He doesn't have a right for exactly this place about where the water comes out. That's where the Rashi learns Tosfos. Right. Now, b'shtei ruchot is that he has at least one of the two ruchot, according to the Rashbam. Can't throw him out entirely, but he has one of those two ruchot. Whereas the Rabbeinu Chananel and others explain, and that may be a little bit what you're getting to, b'shtei ruchot means that if he has a mazchilav, if he has the gutter on one side and the leader comes out of the gutter in the middle, he could demand for him to move it anywhere along that side, one sidewalk, achat, but shtei ruchot, he can't demand of him to put it onto another side. Like on the, if it's on the eastern side, he can make him pattern on the north or the south. Same thing like the Rashbam saying something simple, which is that you can't make him move it to another location. You can make it on the same side. You can put it on either end of the maskela, but you can't put it, you can't force him off that side. Right, that's one answer. The second answer is Rabbi Chanina Amar Mazevin Lo Chazaka Shimaya Ruch Mekatzro Veishim Mekamo Chazaka Shim Balo Kro Eino Kro. You can make it longer or shorter. You can force him to have the water pour over here or pour over there, but he can't demand that he takes it away entirely. That's the next one. Or Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar Amar Mazevin Lo Chazaka Shimatzro Livnot Tachta Boneh. Wants to build a building under it, he can do that. You know, when he gives you rights to put the leader out there, he just has rights to pour the water out, but not that you get everything under it. So you can build a building there. You can't build a building high enough that it takes away the leader. That you can't do. Okay, well, we'll stop over here.